Welcome to the Simply Authentic podcast, where we hope to embolden you with discipline, personal growth, and abundance to live your most authentic life. Welcome back to the Simply Authentic podcast with Angie and Tanya.
We're back. It's 2025. We're back.
It's 2025.
We have a new year. I'm always excited about a new year.
Me too. And I'm really excited about the first episode that we're bringing our listeners for 2025. And there's just something that automatically happens internally when we turn that calendar externally. It's something.
I just feel different.
I do too. Yeah.
And I really wonder if other people feel like that.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I think you and I listen to enough podcasts and we have enough friends that are like-minded that I know some people feel like that, but I don't think everybody does.
Maybe not. I don't know. I just look at it as a whole new start, a way to get started on some new goals, and just it's just refreshing. After the hustle and bustle of the holidays, which I love, but let's face it, when it's done, it's good, right? It's good to
it is a huge blessing for it to go away.
right, yeah.
Yeah, fresh breath into the new year. And so today, we're just kind of reflecting on last year together.
Yeah.
So a lot of people probably don't get together with someone to talk about, did you reach your goals for 24?
Right.
What did you accomplish? How did you feel at the end of it? So that's kind of what we're going to do. We're going to kind of just go through that together, and then we're going to talk about what our together goals are for the podcast this year.
Right.
And so let's get started on
that. Let's do it. But before we do that, let me just say, it's very cathartic to go through your goals with someone.
It is.
So if you don't have someone or try to find someone that you can be a buddy with that, you know, will you talk through goals with me, and that way it's when you write things down, say them out loud, they're more likely to become fruition, right?
That's right.
And when you share your goals, then you have someone who might be an accountability buddy that would check on you throughout the year and say, how are those going? And I think that can be important.
Well, it's just like a habit. I read something that said if you do something intentionally more than once, it can become a habit.
21 days is statistically what they say.
Yes, for it to become a true habit.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. So I have to admit, for 2 days now, Angie, I've gotten up early and done a workout.
Have you?
I have.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like yesterday was a full day for me, a babysitting, and then I had to go to Cassville.
Okay.
And unbeknownst to me, from where I was leaving from, which was Lakin's house after I dropped off the girls, it was an hour and 20 minutes away.
Oh, wow.
I had mapped it the week before from Springfield, and it was 45 minutes away.
Okay.
So I was already behind.
Yeah.
And feeling like an idiot.
I hate that feeling.
You have to text your client and say, I'm going to be late.
Yeah.
I don't like to be late.
No, me either.
Anyway, habits.
Habits.
So forming new ones. It's the best time to do that. And I think a lot of people put a lot of emphasis on New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
I like to look at it and term it as new habits instead of resolutions because they all fall off typically.
Right.
You know, you eat well for a month. You stop drinking for January, have dry January.
Yeah.
February, you tie one on big time. You know, a habit is easier to stick with than a resolution, in my opinion. And maybe it's just the word.
Yeah, I agree. I don't like the word, honestly. I don't.
No.
Because I think too many times it's too easy to give up. If you have goals and you're trying to form better habits, then that says something that it is more long-term than a resolution, at least to me. So Tanya, what did 24 look like for you? You had some good goals and were you able to accomplish them all?
Yes. For the most part, I really did accomplish everything but one thing.
Okay.
And that was a big list, and it was kind of an ongoing list that I add on to. So my chalkboard that we've talked about many times, it's in my closet. I'm a visual person. And so my bigger goals and the more specific goals, I write on that chalkboard. Mm-hmm. As I was looking at it, and it's almost sad to me to wipe it away.
Yeah.
So I took a picture of it this year, and I'm going to print it off.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to save that because... Good. I guess on an accomplished year where you feel like you've done a lot and mm-hmm. you've checked a lot of boxes off,
yeah,
it feels great.
Yes,
so that good feeling, you're almost washing it away.
Yeah.
But I have to. It's a right. new year.
Right.
So wash it away. And I only have two or three goals written on there right now. Mm-hmm. I will add to that as yeah. the year goes on.
Yeah.
But it just makes it more apparent to me every day when I walk in there of what I'm working so hard for,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna be real honest and open with one of my goals for 24, and it was paying off my house.
Oh, okay.
And I did that.
Good for you.
And in 21, I had set out to do that, and I had written it on my goal list in 21 that I actually put by 25, I would pay off my mm-hmm. house, and I did it in 24.
That's awesome.
So that is a huge accomplishment.
Oh, for sure.
Good
for you.
We are headed towards retirement,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
We are not producing more time in our lives at
right.
this point.
Yeah.
And I think for me in the past probably 3 to 5 years as I've gotten 2 grandchildren mm-hmm. and the whole scope of my life has changed
right.
with them. It really has.
Yeah.
And my children are young adults, and
yeah.
they are, you know, forging their lives
mm-hmm.
ahead.
Mm-hmm.
It's really become apparent to me that time is of the essence,
yeah.
and that we have to look at it that way. And also, I do want to retire one day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to work until I'm 80.
Right.
I God bless you if you're still selling houses at 80. I hope
yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah.
But I just have this desire in me to make sure that I'm planning well for my future.
Yeah.
And my grandchildren's future. I want to, and that is the one thing that I didn't do that's been on my list now for 2 years, is to open them a college fund.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I've got the money set aside to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I just have not taken the steps to do it.
Gotcha.
So that is in the early months of this year. That is one thing I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can add to that a 529 college
right.
plan.
Right.
You can add to that every year.
Yeah.
It's a tax write-off for me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It is awesome for their future. Other people can add to it.
Yeah.
So that those are just two things that I'll share with you that were a big deal to me.
Yeah.
That was checked off and that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I want to say in my mindset that was a shift for me in the last probably 2 years with that thought of I'm not making more time. There's a day that God knows, he's the only one that knows, that
right.
I won't be here anymore.
Right.
And I don't know when that is. So I've
right.
got to live life to the fullest.
Absolutely.
And do the most important things with the money I earn. And that is sharing experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And make the most of that time.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we did this year was we took the family vacation.
Right. Yeah.
Or did in 24.
Yeah.
And that, more than anything, proved to me that that is one of the best uses of my money I make,
mm-hmm.
is
mm-hmm.
to make sure that we go on vacation together once a year.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And I love to travel,
yeah.
as do you.
Yeah.
And if you're not doing the things that bring the most joy to you, or you're not going the places that you've always had on your bucket list,
mm-hmm.
we don't have all the time in the world, Angie.
Right, right.
We don't.
Yeah.
So I think for me, that goal is even more clear now,
mm-hmm.
that, and I've already got a trip booked for us for 25.
Mm-hmm.
So family, memories, creating those memories,
right.
I being intentional about the time that you have and the money you have, and whether it be a little or whether it be a lot, that you're doing wise things with it.
Right. Yeah.
So
good thoughts there. I totally agree with all that you said there, and kudos to you for making those goals happen. I truly believe that, yeah, we at some point we learn as we age that time is going faster than it ever did before. My mom used to say it goes by so quickly, and I thought, what is she talking about?
Yeah.
Well, it does.
Yeah.
I mean, we're sitting here, and who would have thought? I mean, it's been 2 years since we originally had the conversation about starting the podcast,
yeah.
and it has flown.
Yeah,
it has. Just has flown. And so I totally agree with that. And I love the idea of making memories and having experiences with the people that you love. And so I think those are great goals and good, wise remarks for all of our listeners out there.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. So tell me how your 2024 feels at the end of 24. What did you do or not do that you want to tell us about?
I'm really, 24 was not a great year for me. I'm just going to be really honest. It was not I didn't accomplish what I wanted to accomplish. Now, I had some very lofty goals. And here's what I'm going to say about this. When it comes to big, lofty goals, that probably can't happen in 12 months. Right?
You completely agree.
You at least need to show yourself that you are making progress. And I did. I mean, I'm now in a different position than I was in January of 24. And I know more than I did at that time. So I think it's important when you have goals. One thing I want to say is that it's not fair to beat yourself up if you don't make those goals.
Of course.
Because sometimes there are outside influences that you have no control over, that all you can do is control your path and what you do every day to accomplish those goals.
Yeah.
So I want to be very clear about not beating yourself up if those don't come to fruition. It's going to happen. It's just not going to happen in my time frame.
Sure.
And I have to be okay with that.
Yeah.
And I've really struggled because for me, when I set a goal, it's something I'm going to accomplish hands down, no questions asked. And so it's taken me a while. The last week's been pretty rough, just as I've reflected and I have realized where I am versus where I wanted to be. I just know that I've got to accept that and I've got to accept that things are out of my control at times. But the one thing I do have control over is me being able to make baby steps along the way.
Sure.
And that is, they always say, you know, there's a piece of every goal that you have out there that, and part of it is the journey. Mm-hmm. And you have to try to understand and appreciate the journey. Mm-hmm. And it is what it is. Mm-hmm. And as long as I can show myself that I'm making progress, I'm going to be okay. But I have to make peace with that. We all do.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, I don't want to interrupt you, but I have a thought and just a small story to add to that. I think January brings a reset.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what happened or didn't happen in 24.
Right. Yeah.
You wake up on January 1 knowing that, okay, that year is over and everything that happened or didn't happen.
Right.
You can make peace with that.
Right.
And then you start your new list for 25.
Right.
And I'm betting that you already had a list for 25. Mm-hmm. You didn't wake up on January 1 and have your tea and make that list. but to gain perspective and to stop and review, I think is really the bigger point to make. If you're not stopping and reviewing and you do have goals that you want to attain, you have to know, why am I not getting closer? Or I see I made these baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted them to be big steps, but turns out they were baby steps.
Right.
And I do know that you made baby steps towards that.
Yeah.
So I think you know, gaining that perspective and being able to see that there was probably progress made somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just didn't end up being exactly where you wanted it to be at the end of 24.
Right. No, and I think you make a good point. We do have to reflect on last year, which is kind of why we're doing this, right? If you don't know where you've come from or where you are, it's really, really hard for you to set goals for where you're going, right? You have to realize where you are. Now, how can I move forward? What steps can I take? So, yes, you know, good point to make that I think it's important for us to reflect and talk about, you know, what where you are and where you want to go. Yeah. Because it's important for you to know right where you are today so that you can make. And something else that you said while you were talking about what your goals were, I listened to something this morning and they were talking about your why. You have to evaluate your dream. And we all make our own dreams. And you have to continue to reevaluate where that dream is. Are you doing something? Are you living someone else's dream or are you living your dream? Mm-hmm. And if you are living your dream, then most people, depending on what their why is, what their reasons are for that dream, the stronger those reasons are, the more likely they are to accomplish that dream mm-hmm. or reach that dream. Mm-hmm. So for you, having that... you know, I want to provide for my grandkids. I want to, those are really, really strong emotional mm-hmm. ties that will help you reach that next destination. Mm-hmm. And so for all of you out there listening, figure out exactly, it's easy to say, find out what your why is, mm-hmm. but it is a lot harder to really drill down and you have to be alone with yourself and figure out what that looks like for you, which leads me kind of to my other thing that I did accomplish this year. I wanted to take a solo trip, mm-hmm. and I did do that, and mm-hmm. It was one of the best things I could have ever done for my soul, mm-hmm. and being alone and forced to be alone and make decisions on the road and not having anybody else that you have to plan around or, you know, do
accommodate.
You need a bathroom stop yeah. or do you, you know, that kind of thing. I love good road trips for friends, but this was something that was completely different and really good for my soul. And I would love it if I could feel that way all year long. And that's mm-hmm. one of my goals for 2025, is that I want to capture that soul-searching, goal-oriented girl. I want that girl to be with me all throughout the year. Mm. And I have started, I listened to a podcast with Deepak Chopra, and Deepak has written, I don't know how many books, he's written a ton of books, but he talks about the power of meditation, and he's a scientist, so he brings together the universe and spirituality in a way that a lot of people don't look at it, mm-hmm. and he is a spiritual guru, he's had time with the Dalai Lama, he's, you know, all those things. Mm-hmm. He meditates 2 hours morning and night, 4 hours a day he meditates. Wow. Now, I'm not suggesting that we do that, but I have been very intentional about meditating morning and night and being super focused on what I want. Mm-hmm. And we talked about this in an episode last year about when you pray, it's when you're asking for things. When you meditate, it's about listening for the answer. Mm-hmm. And we don't slow down and listen enough. Mm-hmm. And
agree.
So that's something that is a goal for me. And then the other thing I had in 25 was being healthier, being more intentional about my choices and that kind of thing. And I'll say I broke even on that. I went mm-hmm. back and my tracking app will tell me, you know, how many steps I walked in 24 versus 23. Mm-hmm. And I had like 25,000 more steps, you know, so I made right. some progress yeah. there. I also, when I came back from this journey, I started getting on my mat a lot more, doing a lot more yoga. And, you know, there are times of the year where you fall off doing things, but mm-hmm. I intentionally make it a point to get to my yoga mat a lot more.
Good.
And that's something that I'm going to do because it brings me peace. At the end yeah. of the day, what I want is I want to feel peace and calm and love. Mm-hmm. And we'll get into some of that later this year when we're talking about some other things, but that's really what my focus is for 25.
I love that. Yoga was one of my goals for 24.
Uh-huh.
That is another goal I did not get to.
Yeah.
And I actually got up and did yoga this morning. And as I was doing it, and just in the morning, I think why early morning is hard for me to want to work out that early.
Yeah.
It's because I'm achy.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Because
it surprises
stiff.
Me for you to say that, because you're a morning person.
I am.
So I would think being able to do yoga or something first thing in the morning would be very productive for you, but I didn't think about...
Well, how would one know if one doesn't do it every morning?
How would one know?
Maybe in 1 year, I can tell you how one would know.
Okay. All right.
But I know this is a conversation I've had with myself recently and throughout 24, probably in 23 too.
Uh-huh.
But yoga does my body good.
Yeah.
I know this. When I was in my best application of my practice, which has not been 24,
mm-hmm.
I was more limber. Mm-hmm. I ached less. I just think it's part of the aging process. You wake up, my hip is like, I'm getting shooting pains in my right hip as we sit.
Oh no.
I don't know what that's from. Who knows? Maybe the yoga this morning. But getting up at, 5:30 in the morning and stretching,
uh-huh.
your body is just, you've been laying stiff for
right.
8 hours.
Right.
So it's harder, okay. I'm going to say that. Before okay. you get up, get going, by the middle afternoon when I used to do yoga,
uh-huh.
or my yoga practice, go to a hot yoga class, mm-hmm. I didn't feel so stiff. I didn't
gotcha.
Feel so achy.
Okay.
So I think it's just early morning for me. And like literally, I'm getting out of bed, I'm, putting some pants on, and I'm doing yoga.
Yeah.
Stretching and breathing. And so I say all of that to tell you how I felt this morning. I felt relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
It felt good to be stretching, mm-hmm. even though I was stiff.
Mm-hmm.
It felt good to be breathing. It felt good to be mindful.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hopeful after day two
yeah.
that I continue that, and that I know I'm not going to get up every morning. I know that mm-hmm. I'm going to have early mornings. I need to be at work,
sure.
that I won't have time to get up early morning and do
sure.
that. But I'm hopeful that that is a new habit for me.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I felt good after that this morning.
Good, yeah.
So yoga is on my list for
yeah.
25
yeah.
to somehow, some way to get in the floor and do
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah. Okay. We'll check in with you on that.
Check in with me.
Yeah. Or 25.
Like check in 25. Every month.
Yeah. Okay.
Ask how I did.
Okay.
This month.
Okay. Sounds
good. And we're
good.
Here for you, listeners.
That's
if you
right.
need us to check in on you, we can do that as well. So moving on to...
Yes. Now we're in 25.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
And do you want to talk about our podcast goals for 25? Because I think we want to share those with our listeners, just mm-hmm. to show you that every business needs a plan, and this is a business
right.
for us, right?
Right. Yes, exactly.
You can't just forge into a new year and say, well, what are we going to do this year, and just let it fly.
Right.
And we're planners, so
right.
we need to have a plan.
Right.
And we're going to tell you what our podcast goals are for 25, but we're not really going to unveil exactly what you're going to be hearing in 25.
Right.
We're just going to tell you what we want to
overall,
see.
Overall, yes. overarching goals.
Correct.
As we were evaluating, when we started, and again, 2 years ago in January, we sat down with Lori Robertson and had a conversation. This has been gone over a few times in different podcasts.
Yes. Yes.
And we just knew that we wanted to do a podcast. And we just decided we're just going to let it take us wherever we want it. Wherever it takes us, right?
Correct.
We were very open to what topics came up, and it's been a really great journey in terms of we've met some great people.
Oh my gosh.
We have made some wonderful connections. We hope that you've enjoyed the content that we've brought, because we know that it enriched our lives and
yes.
blessed us. But now we need to get a little more focused. And so we are going to be hiring a coach.
We are.
Which I think I'm excited about.
Me too.
Because I think you and I have wonderful ideas. We truly do.
Yeah.
But we need an outside party to kind of harness those ideas, that creativity,
yes.
and really help us move the needle this year, because it is a business, like you said. So getting some outside perspective and mm-hmm. some honest feedback is going to be helpful, I think.
It really is. And I'm super excited to meet with our coach for the first time. And we can probably just go ahead and say it's Lori Robertson.
Yeah.
There's a lot of females in the area that are familiar mm-hmm. with Lori. And
mm-hmm.
she is a coach and does several different aspects of coaching. And so we're really excited to meet with her. And we met with her at the end of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And she helped us realize that we need a little more direction in the podcast.
Right.
and where it's leading us. You know, everything we're doing in life is leading to something, right?
Right.
So right. Leading to new habits, leading to a new career, leading to an additional career, whatever.
Yeah.
So we're excited about that. Mm-hmm. And along with that, we're just getting more intentional. So
right.
That's probably one of the things we can leave with the listeners is that 25 will be way more intentional mm-hmm. on our parts.
Right.
And we, although we've enjoyed all of our subjects and all of our highlights with different people we've interviewed and different subjects across the Ozarks,
mm-hmm. yeah,
we are going to get more intentional with what we're bringing you in content every week.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And along with that comes a new tagline,
yep.
which is going to be lessons in leadership and life. And that just is sort of a reminder for us that we're staying intentional, that we're, you know, we've got a roadmap we're going to follow. And so you look forward to seeing, you know, our new logo mm-hmm. With some new pictures eventually. So
yeah, at some
yeah.
point.
Yeah. So we'll be rolling that out. So that was another one of our goals for mm-hmm. 25.
Yes. And we really see a future for ourselves in coaching and or strategic planning.
Right.
We both have had numerous years in leadership at our board, locally in our brokerages, mm-hmm. that we've been leaders and we've learned about leadership, and we want to give that back.
Right.
And we want to help other organizations and other MLSs, other boards across our country, help figure out leadership, because there was a day and time at GSBOR that we were stuck.
Right. Right.
And so we hired a leader or a coach to come in and help us get through that. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. And I think an important point to make here is that with our first goal, hiring a coach, again, you have to, at some point, you have to evaluate where you are and decide that even if it costs you some money, that it's a great investment. And yes. from the very beginning, Tanya, our goal has been to take our combined knowledge and experience and help others. Mm-hmm. That's what we wanted to do. We wanted to help you, our listeners, grow, and we wanted you to think outside the box and have new experiences and investigate new places in our community and all those things. We wanted to be, bottom line, our why was we wanted to help.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to get more intentional about that. And when you're talking about coaching and strat planning, that allows us to take what we've done and really get that into a smaller venue, a smaller group where we can really have some good interaction.
Yeah.
And we believe that we've built careers and we've built businesses and we have so much knowledge up here that our coach is going to help us realize even how much more that we don't even mm-hmm. think about, because she likes to say that we've forgotten more than we've forgotten how much we've learned,
yeah.
right? Or
okay.
how much we know. And that's true. And so we hope that we can be a resource for you in those two categories. And we're going to be, that's what's going to lead to our intention yep. for this year.
Yep. Yeah. We're excited about that.
Yeah.
And that kind of leads me to tell everybody who our first guest of the year is.
Can we first tell them what we're doing tomorrow night?
Oh, yes.
With regard
yes.
to, so
yes.
so really tomorrow night, and you still have time to get in on this if you would like to, we are doing a vision casting session mm-hmm. at Tanya's office, mm-hmm. which is at
3300 South National Suite 300.
Okay. So we're going to be doing that from 5 to 7 tomorrow night. It's mm-hmm. $30 to attend, and we would love to have you. Just get a hold of one of us or message us, mm-hmm. and we would love to have you there. We're going to spend some intentional time together and talk about dreams and goals and vision casting for 2025.
And most importantly, we'll be making vision boards.
Yes.
So you will have your own vision board to take away to reflect on 2025 as we make our way through it, and to see what your goals were in the beginning. And at the end of 25, you'll still have that same vision board mm-hmm. that you can then look at and see if you accomplished those goals.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, we're excited
about that.
It'll
be a lot of fun. Yes. Yeah. And so moving to our first guest of the year.
Yeah.
And talking about making plans and being intentional with what you're doing. Mm-hmm. We are having Logan Aguirre back from 417 Magazine. And their new slogan is 417 in the Ozarks. 417, what is it? Help me.
I think that's right. 417 of the Ozarks.
Of the Ozarks, yes.
Something like that.
Logan will tell us what it is.
Yeah, she will.
She was stuck a couple of years ago when we went to her annual event, Ladies Who Launch. And you didn't know that at the time, but it wasn't until 24's Ladies Who Launch that she told how stuck she was the year before.
Right.
And so it's just a really great testimony to what we're talking about of goals is sometimes you get stuck in your own way, in your own place, and you don't know how to get out, and you have to figure that out.
Right. Yeah. So it's a great conversation. We hope you tune in. She talks about her breakthrough and how she got to this whole revamp of her company. So it's going to be an awesome episode. Yeah. So thank you so much for listening. We appreciate our listeners so much. We hope that you share this episode with someone who needs it and needs to hear about goals and obtaining those goals and maybe not obtaining those goals and what you can do mentally to sort of prepare yourself for that.
Yeah. And I just want to remind our listeners to be on purpose today, be on purpose tomorrow, be on purpose in 2025. Stop doing the things that are not serving you. Start doing new things that you know are going to serve you and your life better. And continue doing the things that you know are working for you, your family, your work, in your life.
And bring you joy.
That's right.
That's right.
So welcome to 2025. We're anxious to spend it with you. We appreciate you listening. Thanks, Gershman Mortgage, for recording with us. And we'll catch you next time.
See ya. Thanks for listening to the Simply Authentic Podcast. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Be sure to listen to us on your favorite podcasting app.